Hey everyone, it's Madison Lynn here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Today we're diving into something truly powerful. Navigating emotional intimacy in connection with others. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in relationships? Like you're holding back part of yourself because you're scared to be vulnerable? You know that feeling when your heart races just thinking about opening up to someone? Well, guess what? It's totally normal. But here's the thing. True connection, the kind that makes life truly rich and meaningful, comes from embracing vulnerability. So let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate this emotional landscape with more confidence and grace. First up, embrace imperfection. You're human, and so is everyone else. We're all a beautiful mess of contradictions, insecurities, and strengths. Trying to present a perfect facade only creates distance and ultimately prevents genuine connection. Remember, authenticity is magnetic. When you allow yourself to be seen flaws and all, it invites others to do the same. Think about it like this. Would you rather build a bridge with perfectly polished bricks that can't connect securely, or rough-hewn stones that fit together, imperfections and all? Next up, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the emotions behind them. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really pay attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Ask clarifying questions to show that you're engaged and genuinely interested. When someone feels heard and understood, they feel safe to open up further. It's like giving them a space to breathe and be seen for who they truly are. Third, be present. Emotional intimacy thrives on connection in the moment. Put away distractions, silence your phone notifications, and give your undivided attention to the person you're with. When we're present, we can fully experience the joy of shared laughter, the comfort of a listening ear, and the warmth of genuine human connection. It's about savoring those precious moments instead of letting them slip away unnoticed. Four, communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to express your thoughts and feelings honestly and respectfully. When we communicate openly, it builds trust and strengthens the bond between us. But remember, it's not just about what you say, it's also about how you say it. Choose kind words, be mindful of tone, and practice empathy. Think of it like building a bridge. Clear communication is the foundation that supports a strong and lasting connection. Finally, respect boundaries. Every individual has their own comfort levels and boundaries when it comes to emotional intimacy. It's crucial to respect those boundaries and not push anyone beyond their limits. Just as you wouldn't want someone barging into your personal space, be mindful of the other person's emotional space. Let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this. Remember that time you were nervous about asking someone out? You might have felt like butterflies were doing somersaults in your stomach, right? Maybe you overthought it, worried about what they think, or even played the what-if game 100 times. That's vulnerability being open to the possibility of hurt or rejection. But guess what? Taking that leap and sharing your feelings, even if it feels scary, can lead to something truly special. It's like taking a deep breath and saying, I trust myself, I trust you, and I'm ready for this. That courage to be vulnerable is what allows us to build genuine connections and experience the fullness of life. So remember, building emotional intimacy isn't about being perfect or playing games. It's about embracing your authentic self, communicating honestly, respecting boundaries, and showing up with empathy and kindness. Every connection we forge, every conversation we share, has the potential to make a difference. Ready to take action? This week, try practicing one of these takeaways in a relationship that matters to you. Maybe you'll ask a friend about their day with genuine interest, or tell someone how much they mean to you. And don't forget to share your experiences. Let's build a community of support and connection together. You got this. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay connected, and keep embracing the power of vulnerability.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.